History is different from time. I think that it's a mistake to not understand that. Time is a linear progression. History is not. History is what we have made of time. It's a ledger, which means that the past is always interacting with the present and influencing the future. This is the case for individuals, and it's the case for nations. It's true individually, and it's true collectively. Everything you do is a transaction. You purchase your deeds, your actions, on credit, and the eventual payment is rendered in the currency of consequences. Again, this is true for individuals, and it's true for nations. And history is a record of all those transactions and how they get settled. It's an audit detailing the balancing of the books. So at any given moment in the present, you're both settling some accounts and anticipating outstanding payments that will be coming due. The further you move away in time from a past action, the closer you're coming to the consequences of that action. But people, especially on a collective level, on the level of nations, they imagine that the more time goes by, it means that they may never have to pay. As if that transaction just got lost and forgotten somehow. But no, the longer you go without a reckoning, the closer you're getting to the reckoning. All of that to say, America and the collective West have been buying their actions on credit for a very long time, and alarmingly expensive actions, actions that have a monstrous cost, and they've been doing nothing but compound their moral debt all this time, as if the books will never be balanced. But that's not how history works. History is the continuous balancing of the books over and over again. And in fact, we're witnessing this happening right now, in the West, to the West. The scales are rebalancing. And I don't think there's anything anyone can do about it, except to ride it out. You set this in motion yourselves, by your actions, and not just by the actions themselves, but the way you did what you did, and the whole mentality behind that, the whole mentality that drove that. Because the mentality is still there. And this is fundamentally the issue. And I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach humanity what your mentality leads to and what its end is. I've said before that the core flaw, the mental or psychological or spiritual flaw of the West originally, was the inability to properly assess or assign value. You reacted to the relative material scarcity, resource scarcity in Europe. You reacted with resentment. And then with violent accumulation, your whole culture, your whole so-called civilization was built around these two things. Resentment about being in any sort of state that you thought was deprivation. In other words, thinking that you deserved to have more than you had. And being angry about anyone having what you didn't have. And then it was built around obtaining what you didn't have. Value is assigned to possessing things, and then is assigned to whatever means enables the possession of things. And then eventually, that included even wanting to possess or to have a reputation or an image as an important superior civilization. It's the same psychological driver. You wanted what you didn't deserve, rather than wanting to deserve having it. That's the sense of, that's the sense of entitlement that lays at the heart of your resentment. And this is where the incessant lies and deceit became embedded in your culture. You want to have the reputation of being a superior civilization without being one. You wanted to be admired, to be loved, to be respected, and so on, while still behaving in a way that earns nothing but contempt and loathing and disrespect. So you lie. I mean, the so-called enlightenment was supposed to usher in a new era of rationality and reason and justice and brotherhood and equality and all of that. And what actually followed was white supremacy, colonization, predatory capitalism, hundreds of millions of deaths in war, the PR and propaganda industries, disinformation, misinformation, and control of information, an unprecedented concentration of wealth and power in fewer and fewer hands, undreamt of, by the way, by the monarchs and popes of the Dark Ages. Income disparity like the world has never seen, on and on. Yes, technology also, but technology driven by the war industry, by slaughterhouse mining in subjugated countries, brutal resource extraction, not to mention Your enlightenment brought about the ability to annihilate all human life on this planet. That's you enlightened. And you call all of that prosperity and security and progress. So all of these actions have been purchased on credit, and the payment will be extracted from you. In fact, it's being extracted from you now. Look at the UK, the former British Empire. Well, it won't be long before the population of that country is comprised predominantly of the former subjects of that empire. You're being replaced by the people you colonized. That's justice. Epochal justice. The same with France. You know, they're being driven out of Africa, and now Africans are the only ones that are keeping France from becoming completely depopulated. Think about that. You insisted as colonizers to be where they were, and now they are where you are. But you see how you compound your moral debt? You rebel against this justice. Imagine, countries that only have wealth because they stole and exploited other people's resources and other people's labor in those people's own countries. And then when those people come to your country, you have the gall to say that they're leeching off the welfare system and stealing your jobs. Meanwhile, all they're actually doing is expecting you to stick to the so-called values that you espouse, you know, about citizenship and equality and so forth. And there's nothing that you hate more than that, being expected to actually act in accordance with what you say. Because you never believed it. You just wanted to be believed while actually never civilizing to the level of the values that you espouse. So there's no way out for you. You see what I mean? There's no way out of paying the bill that you have accrued. Because you're doing nothing ever but add to that bill. And subhanAllah, when anyone talks about the things that you've done in the past, just say African Americans, for example, you say, hey, look, the past is the past. We have to move on, you know? Stop playing the victim. Well, that's like telling a bill collector that they should just let go of the past, you know? I bought that thing a long time ago. Why are you still going on about it? If you keep insisting that I pay for it, you're just playing the victim. Try that the next time a bill collector calls you. Let's let bygones be bygones. See how far that gets you. You don't do right. You never do right. You just gaslight. But that's not going to work in the long term. Because there's only one thing that I know of that can potentially mitigate consequences, and that's repentance. I mean, repentance and obviously atonement. But you think, for instance, that officially abolishing chattel slavery, for example, equates to repentance for chattel slavery, but it doesn't. You know, if you stop beating someone with a club, it's not the same as repenting for having beaten them with a club, especially when you just start punching them instead of beat them. So like chattel slavery, that was dehumanizing racist subjugation and forced labor. Okay, did you stop doing that? Did you stop dehumanization, racist subjugation and forced labor? Or did you just switch from clubbing people to punching them? The dehumanization is still there. The racism is still there. The subjugation is still there. The forced labor is still there. And not just in the form of the prison industrial complex and mass incarceration of the descendants of the people you enslaved. No, not just that. It continues in the form of the conditions you have created in your society which dictate people's options for survival. No one has a choice. All you did was increase the complexity of the oppression. You know, it's like you think if you create a bunch of shell companies and offshore accounts, you can evade payment for the actions that you've purchased. You just created layers, you know, curtains between you and blame and responsibility. But those curtains will be flung open. You know, it's like when people agree to split a check for a group dinner, but you ate from everyone's plate, okay? You officially only bought a salad, but you ate from everyone's plate. But you think that when the bill comes, when the check comes, all you'll have to do is pay for your salad. But everyone saw you eat everything. You're just trying to be tricky. So there's no repentance. And there's no atonement. You're not doing anything to actually help yourselves, even as the consequences are already spreading across your so-called civilization. So like with America, you should have understood that your beginning was atrocious. And you should have feared that. The genocide of the Native Americans doomed you from the start. And you should have very quickly tried to right that wrong. But you didn't. You compounded it. And you are continuously compounding it until today. Just now, for instance, just right now, you are poisoning Native Americans in America with uranium radiation right now. You went from genocide to chattel slavery to vicious Western expansion, the Manifest Destiny, Southwest expansion, the dehumanization of everyone that you ever wanted to subjugate and exploit, from Native Americans to Africans to Mexicans to Chinese immigrants on the West Coast to the Irish. Dehumanization has always been your go-to for justifying oppression and subjugation, and you're still doing it. Sometimes it takes the form of racism, you know, of white supremacy. And sometimes it takes the form of classism or ideological dehumanization, cultural bigotry, you know, whatever. Because that's all that white supremacy actually is. It's just the dehumanization of people whom you want to subjugate and plunder. When the people that you want to subjugate and plunder happen to also be so-called white, well, then they don't qualify as superior and supreme, like the Irish or the Scottish or East Europeans or what have you, Bosnians, Russians, etc. The moment any people have what you want, whether it's their natural resources or their labor, or even their ideas, the moment they have what you want, then they cease to be humans. They cease to be human beings. The moment they have what you want, you will discover, even through your scientific research, all the reasons why they are inferior, they're undeserving, they're troublesome, they're backwards, they're primitive, they're stupid, they're lazy. Basically, they're ineligible for any right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men are created equal unless those men have something that you want. Then they're no longer in the human category. And then the rule of human equality no longer applies to them. That's how you do. But you created these dehumanizing narratives and you raised your generations on that. You raised your generations on saying one thing and doing another. You raised them on a diet of mocking moral values, mocking principles. You raise them to think that morals and values and principles and the law are all just words to be invoked whenever you want to justify or camouflage immoral, unprincipled, illegal actions. So like you can murder Patrice Lumumba, for example, dissolve that man's body in acid and literally keep his tooth like a serial killer keeping a trophy, but then tell the Congo, you have to bring evidence that meets our legal standards of due process. So you raised your people to believe that principles are just tactics in a game, something that you can weaponize against others. You know, you can throw due process and legality out the window to do whatever you want to do, and then you can pretend that you insist on dotting every I and crossing every T legally when your victims call you out for your crimes and accuse you. You normalized hypocrisy and double standards for your people to where they literally don't know how else to be now. That means that when the bill comes due for all your past actions and all the actions that you're committing today, your own people, your own nation, your own so-called civilization will have no way to pay that bill except by means of the complete foreclosure of Western so-called civilization.